Hello, hello, once again, all my fellow patriots and you filthy leftist stalkers out there. You are listening to Angela Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. My name is Angela Box. y'all, this is going to be so much fun today. Like, I can't even tell you. Just buckle up, buttercups. To find all my content, you can go to angelasoapbox.com. I'm on Rumble. I'm on BitChute. My Raging Elephants Radio is on SoundCloud. You can listen live on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. And you can also find it on Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio podcast. So, lots of ways you can find out what I'm up to. Every week on my show, I like to dedicate a sea turtle killing, plastic straw, to a filthy leftist, or sometimes a conglomerate of filthy leftists, and occasionally rhinos. But, y'all, this week, it is going once again to the detestable dirtbags sitting on the HISD Board of Trustees, a.k.a. the school board. And every second Thursday of the month, 5 p.m., is the school board meeting. And ever since, I think, October of last year, we've basically, it's either October or November, we've kind of made their lives a living hell. I think I've made all, this is my third appearance, my repeat appearance at the HISD school board. And this, I mentioned in the last week's show that I've really found my tribe. One of my tribes are these HISD moms and dads who are just so fed up with this garbage. And they all showed up independently in October, and we all kind of banded together when we all realized, oh, these are my people. So last night was a true showdown. I mean, we walk in, the AFT was there in their masks. They had like, I don't know, 6-7 people from AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, the filthy leftist teachers union. And they made us go into the overflow room because they had all the chairs spread out because of the Rona, and everyone's in their masks. And we're all sitting there without our masks on in the overflow room. And these two teachers walk in their masks, and they start jawing with us, and we start pushing right back. And I'm like, you can wear your mask the rest of your life. And she goes, I've had COVID. Oh, da, da. I'm like, well, you are a walking comorbidity. She was a bit zoftig, shall we say. And I love how these leftists, they want to tell everybody else how to live. And Tucker has a great quote, and he's been saying it on a show. He said it twice this week. Scratch a liberal, you get a fascist. And that is what we're dealing with. So there were many, many parents that spoke. We outnumbered the filthy leftists like 18 to 1. And I'll tell you something about these filthy leftists. When you confront them, they don't know how to handle it. Like, this went from a, quote, fringe minority to state of emergency really quickly for them. Because we vastly outnumber them. They don't know what to do when confronted with facts and passion and people who don't care about being called a racist, a sexist, a misogynist, a xenophobe, a transphobe, a homophobe. We don't care. We don't care. It's like, that all you got? Shoot. I get called that 20 times a day on social media. I don't care. Give us your best shot. And when we confront them with facts, when we confront them with passions, they melt like the Wicked Witch of the West. And I got news for these freaks. We are not going anywhere. We are here to torment you and to make your lives a living hell until you loosen the grip that you have on our children and staff and normal teachers. But I will tell you, and Claver's got this queued up, my speech, which was brutal, by the way, a brutal takedown of these freaks. But I do want to say before I go to that, a couple of the teachers from the AFT spoke, and they're, you know, double masked, and they're all betas. All these male teachers, well, there was one male teacher that spoke on Zoom because of, oh, he's scared of catching coronavirus from, or getting cooties from all of us conservatives. And he talked to me, he's like, oh, I run the climate change club, and I'm very concerned about the styrofoam trays. It's like, oh my God, dude, you don't care about the masks littering the bottom of the ocean and littering everything everywhere, but you care about styrofoam. Okay, sure, Jan. Here's an idea. Take your little masks and we can compost them and make them into trays. That would be a solution, since you're just throwing your paper mask, your face diapers all over the place. I mean, these people, they make no sense caring about the climate emergency. Okay, but not about the masks. Again, littering the oceans, littering everything else. Whatever. Stupid. Beta. Cuck. And then this one dude that was sitting next to me, he was double masked, and he was just such a beta. And I said, when he sat back down, I go, you know, you really should be wearing a shield too. You know, otherwise you're going to kill grandma. And he just ignored me. This is the thing. When they are confronted, they don't know what to do. They run away. They scurry off. And it's like, we are going to demolish them. We are going to remake public education. And we are going to dismantle these government schools. And it ain't going to be overnight. But I'll tell you what. Once we have Trump back in, or a DeSantis or someone else who DGAF and is ready to flamethrow and take on these filthy leftist teachers unions, we're going to have the money going with the child to whatever school they want to go to. That's how it's going to be. And you watch just how quickly these filthy leftists reform their public education. You see just how quickly they start installing discipline again and behavior standards and suspending disruptive students. You see how quickly that they start getting back to basics. You see how quickly they start teaching phonics and math and reading and spelling patterns and math facts instead of pushing their LGBTQ XYZ agenda, pushing books like Flamer. And by the way, this one trustee by the name of Elizabeth Santos, I mean, we really detest this one. She's out there, at the end of the meeting, my friend Jackie Hill read from the book Flamer, which I mentioned last week, I can't read it on the air. It's that filthy. It is literal porn. But she read it. And then at the end of the meeting, Elizabeth Santos says, you know, it's really unfortunate that some people here don't want children to have any books that they, if they are questioning their identity. It's like, shut up, heifer. This isn't about someone being gay. Because again, I've said this a million times. I've known a million gay people, and they knew they were gay from the time they were little. They didn't have to have indoctrination shoved upon them. It's not the school's job. It is not. So she's doubling down. It's like, heifer, bring it. All right, so I want y'all to hear my speech last night to the HIST school board, and be prepared to slow clap. Roll the film. Pretend I'm Stacey Abrams, who's a walking comorbidity, because she doesn't have to wear a mask in a school setting. My name's Angela Box, and I'm a former HIST teacher. History is being written right now, and you are on the losing side of it. You won't stop masking children and staff because you've been instructed not to. Because the minute you do is the minute the lies and the evil you have pushed for 2 years collapses. But don't worry, we are here to let you know that we will not waver until you're all exposed as the corrupt, vengeful, spiteful, petty tyrants you have always been. You do not care about children. You do not care about staff. You are holding them hostage out of spite and politics. Woo. There is not one study, not one, that proves your little face diaper does anything except kill socialization, creativity, and impede breathing, learning, and brain function. You are funded by left-wing psychopaths out of California, Washington, D.C., and other Democrat strongholds, and they control you. We are going to be here every month to highlight your egregious failures so the whole world can see them. But by all means, keep doing what you're doing. The Democrat Party owns failed public education and radical teachers' unions. They own skyrocketing crime. They own dysfunctional inner cities. And they own you. Mm-hmm. You're Democrats. Ergo, you are miserable failures. You are getting exactly what you deserve. We are going to defeat every last one of you. Two down, seven to go. And let's go, Brandon. Okay. I mean, that was just so much fun, you guys. Like, I cannot explain to you. Hang on, I'm having audio issues. Just one second. I cannot explain to you how much pleasure I get from confronting my former district. The district that ran me out on a rail. The district that knew I was a good teacher, but I had unacceptable views and made my life a living hell. between the time the world found out I was doing a political show in my own time until the time I had to leave. They made my life hell. It is delicious for me to confront them. And I mean, honestly, though, these leftists, they are pushing out in every good conservative teacher. So all these conservative teachers who are staying silent, and I know that they still exist in HISD. I know they do. I've heard from them. They're going to have to start getting bolder. They're going to have to start getting louder. There was a teacher there last night, and she didn't speak, but her husband did, and he's a firefighter. And she's one of us, but I get it. It's like she didn't speak, and I was hoping she would, but it's like you don't want to lose your job. I mean, these people are absolutely insane. But look, some people say we're being a little too harsh, and I'm saying, There's some people that can be nice, and then there's people like me who throw bombs, and there is room for all of us because we can play good cop, bad cop with these freaks. But they're going down. Like I said, two down, seven to go. We're going to get rid of all of them. You guys, in the next segment, in the third segment, I'm thrilled to welcome the one and only Lara Logan. So you're listening to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. Might be the next segment. We'll see. I'm teasing this. We'll be right back.
Doc says all the best words start with P. Prudence is a good word. Airlines will always say, put your own mask on first, then help your loved ones. Prudence means making sure that your family food supply is secure. Most stores have at best a 72-hour supply of food, and if something goes wrong, resupply will not happen quickly. You should have at least a 90-day supply of your favorites because it will allow you to weather the worst crisis and make plans for the future. The answer is NewManna.com. NewManna. NewManna is not just food storage, but really tasty food that you will enjoy eating. NewManna food is designed to last for 25 years, but many people enjoy it several times a week. Now is the time to lay in a supply of tasty NewManna food for your family. Be prepared and know your family is safe. Go to NewManna.com right now for fast delivery. That's NewManna.com.
Green Air Technology will sanitize, sterilize, and defunctify your home. Our treatment utilizes a high-output biocleaner to eradicate bacteria, germs, and airborne pathogens and allergens in any home, vehicle, or facility. So if your facility or home smells funky like a bow-legged monkey, call Green Air Technologies. We are dedicated to eliminating odor and airborne contaminants at home, at work, or even in your vehicle.
Now featuring Biosphere.
Call Jim Green at 346-254-9217 or go to greenairtech.com. 346-254-9217 or go to greenairtech.com.
What do you do if you've got gas? You call Russell Metzler at 281-798-8006. His company, GasProductServices.com, is your best choice. Whether it's inside or out, GasProductServices.com offers installation and repair of gas grills, gas lights, gas logs, fire bowls, fire pits, torches, and outdoor kitchens. If you're planning a new house, call Russell for design advice on indoor and outdoor gas products. He's a pro who can work with you and your architect. Maybe you're tired of dragging in firewood and cleaning out the ashes. Well, call Russell. He'll install beautiful gas logs. Do you have a fire pit or a fire bowl or some other gas device that doesn't work anymore? Call Russell at GasProductServices.com. He services the greater Houston metro area from Galveston to Conroe. And he also ships products nationwide. 281-798-8006. 281-798-8006. 8006, gasproductservices.com.
It's no secret about the censorship that big technology companies are practicing as we speak. Are there ways to get around this? For us, the Raging Elephants Radio, and for you, the Raging Elephants Radio app is the way to do that. It gives us direct communication to you with no middleman, no Facebook, no Google, no Twitter, Raging Elephants Radio, and you in direct connection, no interception. Beat the censorship. Download the Raging Elephants Radio app.
Angela Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. I am just beyond thrilled to introduce a woman who really needs no introduction, and I'm so honored to know her, to getting to know her, and she's just remarkable. On Monday, and I mentioned this in the last show, my super PAC that I'm the treasurer of, called the Stronger Texas Fund, we were partnering with Texas for True Conservatives and Dave Roberts, putting on this debate for candidates in Congressional District 8, and Lara was the moderator. And I'm telling you, this woman is fire. Like, she needs to be moderating presidential debates. It's like, it's nothing like you've ever seen. It's no debate. It's not a normal sitting there just asking regular questions. She was, y'all, it is on our Rumble channel on A Stronger Texas Fund. And without further ado, Lara, welcome to Angela's Soapbox. I'm so glad you're here.
Angela, hello. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I mean, listen, when we were doing the debate prep and we were like, all right, here's our questions. And you were like, No. And you just started rewinding. We're like, holy crap, is this going to be good? And it wasn't only good, it was brilliant. So tell everybody, like, what was your takeaway from Monday? Like, what did you notice? And like, just give your insight on what happened.
Well, I really felt like the candidates, earned our respect because they answered the questions. And it was a lot of fun. But what I wanted to do, I mean, nobody wants to go to one of these debates and hear a bunch of canned questions, as you do, with the presidential debates, and not really get to the heart of some of these issues. I felt a little bad because sometimes, I got frustrated. I forget that it's not a 60 minutes interview. And so I give them a little bit of a hard time. But they took it in good faith because they were all grown-ups, and they understood that the point here was really getting to the heart of the issues. And what I'm so amazed by is the level of commitment from people, the voters. I mean, people recognize that we're in a critical moment here in our country and in the world, and they're not playing around. I mean, people have had it. They're tired of politicians who go off to Washington and don't do what they say. They're tired of being, used, really, because that's what's been happening. The people have been used as if they're some kind of trophy. We're here to serve, except we're going to do whatever we want. And yes, it's a government of the people, except we're going to choose the leader. You know, when you choose, oh, no, that's a bad day for all of us. We don't really mean a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. No, we just say that. It's a nice thing. That sounds good, but we don't actually mean it. Well, people have woken up to that now, and they're standing up to it. And so I thought that was quite impressive.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it is, I think at the beginning I said, we wanted to do this debate because it's important that candidates are not coronated. And like you said, the establishment has picked our candidates for decades. And I think what President Trump, the best things he did was to show people that if you're bold, if you take a decisive action, if you're a leader, that people will follow. And he has moved the conversation to the point of, we are going to purge the Republican Party of these rhinos. And I think, you know, we know the Democrats. We get it. We know what they're all made of. They're insane and lunatics and whatever. We know that enemy. But we have an enemy within the Republican Party. And I think what your questions did, especially... I want to jump in like a little bit on the border questions that you were talking about and also Afghanistan. But what you tried to do was really to pin these candidates down to get them not to just do canned answers, but to really do some analysis. And I think, I mean, I can say it now. The PAC, A Stronger Texas Fund, has decided to endorse Jonathan Houlihan because we thought he was the clear winner of that debate and gave the most substantive answers. I mean, this man is a constitutional lawyer. He's brilliant. But what is your take on some of the answers they gave? You don't have to name names, like about the border or other issues.
So the border obviously is a very big issue, and I framed it deliberately in terms of national security and not in terms of immigration, because for too long, both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party have ignored the national security issues, written them out of the conversation, and acted as if they don't exist. And that in itself is fundamentally dishonest, it's untrue, and it's also putting this country at grave risk. And we're paying the price for that now. I mean, we were always paying the price for it before in a small way. But now you can see it in a very stark, obvious way. So what I would say to you about the candidates, what was really apparent to me is that, you know, one of the candidates said all the right things in a sense and had all the right sayings. And it was very similar to the kind of political conversation that we used to in the past. And what ended up happening was that felt just a little bit short on substance, you know, because in the end, what you're seeing is that while people want a candidate who's going to speak up and say the right things, they are actually looking for the substance of what it is you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And any candidate who has some real answers on that is going to get ahead and is going to have traction with people today, because the problems that we're facing have never been more clear in a sense. I mean, there's an open border right now. Border security has been obliterated, and every Texan knows it. And not just Texans, people all across this country are seeing it. When the leading cause of death for, you know, young Americans age 18 to 45 is fentanyl overdoses, and fentanyl being the deadliest street drug in world history, and the border is open to the point where it's pouring over in greater quantities than ever before in history, then that's a very simple fact for people to grasp, right? You only need so many parents going into their child's bedroom and finding their 14-year-old dead from an overdose because they thought they were taking a Xanax they got at school from someone, and it was really a fake pill that was that had more fentanyl in it than they could survive. So these are very stark issues, and they're very, very real, and they're very urgent. And my sense was that people don't really have time for those who are just have talk, who are just going to say things. Jonathan Houlihan obviously has a real affinity and brotherhood there with Morgan Luttrell, his opponent, because they're both former Navy veterans, right? And they've both served in combat, and they have that. So they were picking on Christian Collins a little bit because he has the non-veteran, you know, some of the things that he said and some of the ways he tried to play it, they just weren't having any of it. And I'm always, you know, I always have a heart for the underdog, even if it's just for a moment. So I felt bad for him sometimes. But he held his own, and he knew what he was doing. And to me, just my, you know, my personal takeaway was that he was somewhat short on substance. Jonathan and Morgan were an even match at certain moments. But when it really came down to action of what it was you're going to do and how you're going to do it, I think that was where Jonathan sort of moved ahead of the pack, in a sense, because especially when it came to the border, when Jonathan said that he would have the cartels classified as terrorists and use the full power of the federal government and the Department of Defense. I mean, that has long been a strategy that even law enforcement themselves, while there are many that oppose that because they would lose control over the border issue, at the same time, there are many in law enforcement who also agree with that, because what they recognize is that the current model that has been in place for more than half a century isn't working. When Mexico and the Mexican government is stripping your agents of immunity from prosecution in Mexican courts under Mexican law, when they're shutting down cooperation between their agencies, when they are, you know, when taking extradition away completely is on the table. I mean, all of these are indicators that the law enforcement model you've had in place is being crippled. And never mind the fact that you have a completely open border, right? That should be evidence enough. So, you know, in terms of being willing to go away from the pack and propose a solution that really does have, I mean, everything has problems with it, right? But there is real potential here that this could lead to something significant and actually fix the problem. You got the sense from the crowd that people are in a mindset where they're willing to give something new a chance because they're not going to keep repeating the same old failed mistakes.
Yeah, and I was just thinking as you're talking, the fentanyl thing, you know, we see the communist Chinese government and what they're doing and how our government, the leftists in our government, are working with China to basically drug up and dumb down our population so they can have their great reset and their communist revolution here. And I think that people have to really start understanding that it's the cartels, but it's also China. It's also other governments who are infiltrating our government. And for far too long, we've had people on both sides of the aisle who have been easily corrupted. And I think it's important that when we ask the question of do you have a way to support yourself so you're not going to be easily bribed, essentially. And I think, you know, some of the candidates were, it was an interesting takeaway and who they will align with. And what was your take on when the Freedom Caucus, at the end of the debate, Lance Cargill, who's an advisor to our PAC, asked the question of, will you join the Freedom Caucus? And what was your takeaway on that, that Morgan Luttrell was like, no?
Well, what he said was that he would wait and see when he got there, right? And that he had respect for the Freedom Caucus, but he wasn't going to agree to anything before he got this. So that was a kind of, you know, depending on how you look at it, that was either very diplomatic or that was him avoiding answering it directly, right? And there's always going to be some politics that comes into play here. But if you look at President Trump as an example, there is a hunger among people for diplomats. Yes, they want people who are going to make compromises and get things done. But they also, people want to know where they stand right now. We have been in a very long phase of being completely and utterly deceived by our leaders. And people are disillusioned. They really are. I mean, the FBI is prosecuting, you know, parents as domestic terrorists or going after them as domestic terrorists just for being parents. And now if you speak up in this country, the FBI and the Department of Justice and Homeland Security are criminalizing the First Amendment. So this is not a moment for the faint of heart, right? That is very much clear. This is a moment for a warrior, but it is also a moment for someone who has the tools and the means to fight. I was shocked in the past year when I met with congressmen up on the Hill to discuss Afghanistan at the level of oppression that they feel from within the political system. I mean, if you talk to, you know, a junior or a freshman congressman from a state that feels, or a, you know, county that feels that it doesn't have any real weight, I mean, they get obliterated by the establishment when they get to Washington. They get pressured by their staff. They get pressured by the party. They get, they really don't feel free to vote with their conscience or to vote with their voters a lot of the time. And they get savaged in the media. And their constituents, you know, don't stand up for them. So they don't feel like anybody has their back. Now, I mean, you know, you're an elected official, so there's an argument there to say, so what? I don't care. We're sending you there to stand up to them. But I just want people to understand some of those realities. If you want people to stand up for you when they get to Washington, you have to know that they're going to try to corrupt them. They're going to try to get them to make compromises on votes that are going to compromise them if they don't have enough income, as you said, or they're vulnerable in some way. They're going to exploit that. They want to own you. So whether it's, you know, whether it's literally the Jeffrey Epstein's island form of control and manipulation, or it's decisions in votes, or it's money making, you know, voting for certain bills because of money, or making certain investments because of the money, or taking certain, you know, the backing of certain people or entities because of money. I mean, one way or another, they're going to try to compromise you. And the more you stand behind your leaders, the more vocal you are, the more you exercise your power as the people, the more likely you are to get the type of leader that you want, not just on the campaign trail, but once they get to DC as well.
And I think that's just, I mean, that just sums it up brilliantly. We the people, if we want this government, this experiment, as Benjamin Franklin said, this republic to prosper and to continue, we the people have to do our part. We can't just send people there and then not support them. So I love that you said that we have to get more involved. And I think what this past couple of years, especially the exposure that this COVID psychosis has shown, is that when we the people are activated, we cannot be stopped. I mean, it's just, we're going to steamroll these people. And I just don't think they understand what's coming. So the more people get activated and energized, the better it's going to be for our electorate. All right, Lara, I am just beyond thrilled that you joined me today. Tell everyone how they can reach you, what you're doing now, and how they can find you.
Well, I'm on Getter at the moment, Lara Logan, on Getter. I left YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and these platforms because I discovered, thanks to my son, just the depth to which they're involved in pushing this ideology to normalize pedophilia. And quite frankly, I mean, I'm 50 and I've been around the world a couple of times. I've seen a lot of things, but I didn't ever think I'd see the day when, you know, sex with animals and abuse of animals, sexual, physical abuse of animals, was promoted and really, in some ways, glorified by these guys. Because if you haven't seen it, watch the takedown of Shane Dawson by D'Angelo Wallace. He's a young commentator on YouTube, and he wanted to understand and he wanted to be fair. So he really studied what Shane Dawson was about and what he'd done. And he put an hour-long piece together about the moment Shane Dawson's career ended. I think Shane Dawson is back on some of these platforms. I'm not 100% sure. But for me, it just became unconscionable. I couldn't make money for people who are censoring, ordinary Americans every single day across this country for, you know, being a naturalist or just, you know, trying to find other solutions outside of Big Pharma to health issues, or who wanted, you know, vaccine injured, who want real answers on COVID, or people who don't, you know, may have taken the vaccine, may have not, but want an honest conversation about that, or to the truckers who are out there risking everything on behalf of every freedom loving person in America, Canada, and the rest of the world. I mean, these people are being censored, while people who are promoting bestiality and pedophilia have 23 million subscribers on YouTube.
Right.
I don't think so. That's not a world I want to be part of. So, you know, as usual, I'm a hothead, so I didn't have some grand campaign planned and make some, you know, masterful marketing move. I was going to sort of try to figure all of that out, and the days were ticking by because I'm running around working and trying to be mom, and I was just, okay, that's it, I'm done. So right now I'm on Getter. You know, maybe Getter is not perfect. I don't know. If I discover that it's doing the same thing, I'll get off there too. And I'm working on my own show and setting that up, but I'm also working on establishing a platform and a press club, because for too long, you know, we've been betrayed by the establishment media in this country and all of the institutions and people that go along with that. So that includes the universities, it includes the journalistic organizations, it includes the press clubs that exist right now, and the journalists too. And so what I realized is I don't care about these people anymore. If you want to live in a world where you're okay with sexualizing and trafficking of children on your platforms, and the fact that that's going on doesn't stop you from being out there and helping make these people money, then our conversation is over. You know, I mean, I haven't even read the nastiest things that they've written about me in the last few months because I don't care. I just don't care about these people anymore. And not that I don't care about the people. I just don't care to play that game. I don't care to pander to you. I've realized we're never going back. I thought, you know, for many years that somehow sanity would prevail and we would, you know, try to go back to what we once were, which is where we all aspire to be objective, and we recognize our own subjectivity and our own, biases, but we at least aspire to something greater than that. And we're going to start doing our jobs. Like, maybe, you know, most of the media is going to care that more than 70,000 Christians have been murdered in a genocide happening on our watch in Nigeria, you know, maybe, and so on and so on. But no, that's not going to happen. So I'm just moving forward. And with the Press Club of America, we are going to recognize people whose work deserves to be recognized, but will be snubbed forever by the establishment because of their politics. And that does not represent all of us. It does not, I don't believe, represent most people in this country or in any country, I'll be honest. I think that people want the truth.
Yes.
And yeah, there's no perfect place for that, but we're going to give it a shot, Angela.
I love it. The world needs more iconoclasts, and I am proud to know you, my friend. And thank you so much again for joining us. Hope to talk to you soon. And y'all, you're listening to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. Got a couple more segments. Be right back.
What's up, Saints and Patriots? I'm Apostle Claver, a proud Texas nationalist, and I'm here to tell you about Texit. For 25 years, Daniel Miller has been working to see the rebirth of the Republic of Texas. His work has been hard, but his passion is deep. For many Texans, there is a deep yearning, a burning to see the prophecy of Sam Houston come true. But the desire of their hearts comes with many questions. Texit has the answer. It's the new book from Daniel Miller and Defiance Press. Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. Texit charts the path to Texas independence. This riveting book of facts and philosophy will soothe your anxiety about the coming change and build your confidence that Texans can get it done. You'll want to buy several copies for your family and friends. Like I've said about this governmental mess, the only way out is out. And the best part of Texit, I'm in it. Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. It's selling like hotcakes. Buy it on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
What would happen if one day Washington, D.C. decided that the Texas Tea Party had gone too far? What if Texans really stood up for their constitutional rights? Ripped from today's headlines, a novel that explores that premise. Could it really happen? This is a thriller in the mode of Tom Clancy and Joel Rosenberg. Author David Thomas Roberts explores a scenario that will have you on the edge of your seat from start to finish. Find out why readers use phrases like,
I couldn't put it down,
riveting,
a little too real.
Can Texas Ranger Pops Younger save the day? You will only know when you read Patriots of Treason. You'll want to add this book to your collection. And to save time and aggravation, just order the sequel, State of Treason, along with it. You'll be glad you did. Click on the banner ad at the top of the page.
The top of the page.
RagingElephantsRadio.com.
RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Texas independence. Have you ever thought about it? What exactly does it mean, or is it even possible? Sam Houston said,
Texas will raise her head among the nations.
Was he a dreamer or a prophet? you can get the answers to these questions in the book Lying in the Sand by Daniel Miller. Doc Green says it's required reading for every Texan. Lying in the Sand by Daniel Miller gives you the information you need to be prepared to give an answer to anyone that asks. As a Raging Elephants Radio listener, you are the go-to person for your friends.
RagingElephantsRadio.com.
This book is more than a good read. It will equip you to reach others while pursuing a better future for your family. Get your copy now by clicking on the link on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
RagingElephantsRadio.com.
That's RagingElephantsRadio.com. Since a portion of the proceeds goes to support Raging Elephants Radio, it may be time for you to cross that line in the sand.
That line in the sand. RagingElephantsRadio.com.
What do you care about Washington, D.C.? D.C. doesn't care about you. You're a Texan. You're a Texan above all else. And there's only one radio station that's going to feed your need for Texas power and independence. RagingElephantsRadio.com. Finally, the Patriots of the Lone Star State have a unified voice to fight back and organize. 24-7, 365. RagingElephantsRadio.com is going to give you what you need to know about Texas politics, liberty, and independence. Take us wherever you go. RagingElephantsRadio.com. Streaming on your computer, smartphone, tablet, and internet auto.
Welcome back to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. Man, I'm telling you, Lara Logan, soul sister. She's awesome. I hope everyone enjoyed that. I mean, we could have just let her talk for an hour. She's that good. And so I do want to encourage you to go watch the debate that we have on our Rumble channel on a Stronger Texas Fund. It's also on my Facebook and Instagram. Okay, so this just in, ladies and gentlemen, Ginger Gerbils, aka Jen Psaki, it's her new name. Isn't it? It's catchy, isn't it? Ginger Gerbils asked Big Tech to censor more Americans. So it is. We are now entering the phase of communism where the establishment is working with other establishment to actively thwart the First Amendment. So not only are they going after parents and calling, you know, all them domestic terrorists, they're asking, Ginger Gerbils is asking Big Tech, woke Big Tech, who, by the way, Morgan Luttrell, just fun fact, said that Big Tech should not be broken up because if you want to, you should be able to go start your own platform. And it's like literally the establishment talking point on that, by the way. And to Jonathan Houlihan and Christian Collins credit, they were both like, no, break up Big Tech, duh, treat them as the public utility, and remove Section 230. But Morgan Luttrell thinks that, you know, you should be able to start your own platform. And we see how well that went when Parler was deplatformed from Big Tech. I mean, it's absurd. Anyway, so Ginger Gerbils is telling Big Tech to censor more Americans for misinformation. And the DHS Secretary Mayorkas is calling us all domestic terrorists now. Basically, free speech is now domestic terrorism because there's a lot of dis, and malinformation out there. But it's funny. Every single thing these freaks have told us has been a lie. Literally everything. So who exactly, again, is promoting disinformation and malinformation? It's you. We know this. They're gaslighting everybody. And P.S., it's not the government's job to curtail free speech. I mean, we are really entering in some dangerous times here because we have a group of people supported by establishment Republicans like Mitch McConnell, who called January 6th a violent insurrection, which is a lie. This guy's got that old crow has got to go. But we've got a group of people now actively working against the American people. That's what's going on. And when you see what's going on with the trucker convoy and the way they are spinning that, calling that an insurrection, and they're doubling down on the racism claims, which again, doesn't make any sense. They just think, this is what they do. They're like, well, since we've always called them racist, and that tends to scare them off and to make them shut up, maybe we just keep doing it. And now people are like, no, we are wise to your game. We don't care what you call us. We have a country and a world to save. And it really is us versus them, ladies and gentlemen. The Canadian truckers who GoFundMe pulled $10 million from, which, why the hell were they at GoFundMe in the first place? But remember, GoFundMe, fun fact, so they pulled the $10 million that was raised like quickly for these truckers to do the Freedom Convoy and basically stage an ongoing protest in Ottawa at honking horns and pissing off leftists. It's chef's kiss. It's fantastic. It's excellent. These are the same people who supported bail funds for Black Lives Matter rioters. They supported bail for Antifa rioters. They supported the occupation of part of Seattle, aka Chaz. They raising money for that was fine. Look, this is what's so awesome. It's frightening and awesome all at once, is that these freaks, they're being exposed every day. And more and more people are waking up to it. And so that's why when they call us racist, again, they think their old playbook is going to work. And we're like, oh, okay, sure. Yeah, we're all racist. We're all racist now. We want freedom. I mean, they act like the extremists are the people who are simply saying, we don't think mandates should be a thing. We want freedom. Like, what is wrong with them? It goes back to, you scratch a liberal, you get a fascist. You scratch a liberal, you get a fascist. Some Black Panther said that, and ain't it the truth? Now, even though they're calling us all racist and, you know, whatever, nobody cares. Their polling, their internal polling must be absolutely disastrous, because all of a sudden, they're talking about lifting all the corona mandates. We'll get into that in the last segment because it's so funny. And again, it just shows what a scam this has been from the jump. And I am just so happy that I have never bought one second of it. I have never done anything they told me to do. Like I said, guys, the world needs more iconoclast. The world needs more boldness. Hey, if you're late to the game, whatever. Welcome aboard. But now that you're awake, they'll never be able to put you back to sleep. One more segment, guys. I call it the shoehorning segment because I literally have 17 other topics. You're listening to Angela's Soapbox on Angie Glenfitz Radio. Be right back.
Hey, what's up, Saints and Patriots? Apostle Claver here. I'm 60 years old, and I'm competing against teenagers in karting. I'm going to be looking for every edge that I can get. This past Sunday, I got my best results as of yet. But before I left the track, I was already sick. I already had a sore throat. And that developed into a 3-day, 100-degree fever virus. 1-2 punch, my body took a real whammy. The brutality of karting in itself, just doing a full day of karting and a 1-week virus. So 2 days before the race, I'd actually received my first delivery of your Worth It products, all 4 of your Worth It products, and I'm going to be now adding your Vitality to my supplemental diet. Why? Because I need the recovery properties that are within this multivitamin drink. And it is a vitamin gumbo. To be ingested, the best way to take your vitamins, liquid form, no stomach upset whatsoever. When I talked to my doctor, she was pleased that I had been pounding zinc since my symptoms started coming on. Because we all of us now know that zinc has these antiviral properties. Well, your Vitality has a huge 1-2 punch of zinc and vitamin C. So I expect Vitality here to help my immune system, help it heal, and get it stronger. Not just because of the vitamin C and the zinc. There is also MitoPrime in your vitality and in all your Worth It products. Now, this is a patented substance, and it has some unbelievable properties. First, it is an anti-inflammatory. It is a powerful antioxidant. It is supportive of brain function. 60 years old, I need that. That's definitely for sure. But the MitoPrime itself is an immune booster, and its properties focus on your longevity. And if I want to keep racing at this age and be competitive against teenagers, I should be looking at longevity. As I stated, I am adding your Worth It products to my supplemental diet, and you should too. Order your first 30-day supply at the website right here on the video. 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm going to be back in the fitness room here very, very soon. So let's take it together. I'm Apostle Claver T. Kamau Imani. I am a You Worth It champion, and you should be one too.
Pick up your first 30-day supply of Your Vitality at the website, youreworthit.com/Claver. That's youareworthit.com/Claver. Or click the You're Worth It ad on RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Hey Texans, this is Wendy. Let me introduce you to the RER Pet Store powered by Amazon. In the RER Pet Store, anything that Amazon carries is available to you. Instead of going directly to Amazon, come to RagingElephantsRadio.com first. Click on the RER Pet Store link and search for whatever you need for your furry buddy. How about this? Whenever it's time for dog or cat food, get it through the RER Pet Store powered by Amazon. Another easy way to support the rebellious voice of Texas Liberty. RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Welcome back to Angela's Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. It is the shoe warning segment. the trucker convoy, which, I mean, have y'all... This is really getting their panties in a twist, which I'm all for. Did you hear about the Antifa member wearing a mask because he has to stay safe? Although he should have been wearing a shield, or he wants to kill grandma, but he was wearing a mask in his car, and he's a dirtbag Antifa member, and he mowed down four people protesting in Ottawa. I mean, I'm sure that he was just running from the police, like the hashtag peaceful protester Daryl Brooks, aka the Waukesha, Wisconsin murderer, Black Lives Matter acolyte, who mowed down about 12 people after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. I'm sure. You know, I'm sure that GoFundMe will definitely have a page up for this dirtbag who likes to groom young girls for sex, too, by the way. Don't know his name, doesn't matter. He's a piece of crap. I almost said the cuss word. all right, so. I literally have 17. Oh, I don't want to talk about. All right. So the Olympics are going on. Did you know? No, because no one's watching it. I keep getting like Google alerts like, oh, so-and-so fell down. I love this. This Chinese girl, an American girl who decided to skate for the Chinese, changed her name, renounced her citizenship, whatever. I don't even know what her name is. She like basically fell down on the ice a bunch of times, and I guess she's going to be sent to the gulag because the Chinese government is not happy with her, which is hilarious, by the way. And then we have this dirtbag Eileen Gu, or AKA Genocide Barbie, as John Nolte of Breitbart calls her, because she's very pretty. Eileen Gu is a, everyone's like, wondering, well, how did this happen? This American skier wants to ski for China wants to ski for China instead of the United States of America. It's like, why are you confused about this? Eileen Gu is raised in San Francisco. I mean, that just goes without saying, she's raised in San Francisco, and she's going to Stanford, and you're not, by the way. Raised in San Francisco, absent father, raised by her mother and grandmother, both Chinese nationals. So she's raised with that lunacy. And in San Francisco, Lord. I'm surprised she didn't defect when she was two. But anyhow, this Eileen Gu, Genocide Barbie, wins the gold medal or whatever. She's really good. But it's like she's the embodiment of every social justice warrior, woke, lunatic, who has been raised in our awful government schools. She's been indoctrinated from an extremely young age to hate her own country, just like now two generations of American children have been brainwashed to hate their own country, which I'll just remind everybody that that's what the Communist Manifesto, that's what defectors from the Soviet Union said. Y'all better watch out, because that's how they do it. They take over the education system. So, I mean, like, why is everyone surprised that this pampered, elitist social justice warrior wants to ski for China and now is going to be feted and fluffed and invited to all the best social events? Because it is far better, of course, it's far more woke to ski for the brutal, genocidal communist regime of China, where they literally are killing people. If they have a religion, they're killing Christians, they're killing Muslims, they have social credit scores. If you have wrong think, you're basically shut out of life, which, by the way, they're doing here too, and they certainly want to do it even more. But it's much more woke to ski for the brutal, genocidal regime of China than it is to ski for the hashtag systemically racist United States of America. I mean, why is anyone surprised? This is what happens when your public education, aka government schools, are run amok by leftists. And I like to say this, the leftists have, they're so terrible. They've completely taken over these schools, and they get to blame racism and systemic racism for their failures, because they've allowed, I've mentioned this many times, they've allowed discipline to non-existent. If you try to discipline a kid that's black, oh, good luck with that, because you're a racist. They don't teach basics anymore. They indoctrinate. So then when they fail, they can say, oh, it's racism. It's those white people. Horrible, awful people. Horrible, horrible, awful people. Now, another big story last week, and this is so typical and sad, but not surprising. Joe Rogan, who has more money than you or I will ever see because of his Spotify deal, had on Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough, who are talking about actual cures for the Rona. And I mentioned in the last segment that the Democrats are seeing their internal polling now, and they're all starting to say, oh, the science has changed on the Rona. We can unmask kids now. And I'm sorry, we can unmask people, but not children who have, again, indoctrination, fear. It's a whole thing, and they're doing the most. But the Democrat internal polling must be absolutely abysmal, because they're all of a sudden saying the science has changed, and I guess we're not going to kill grandma anymore. And then so they're basically going to declare COVID over, and that Joe Biden cured it. That's coming, ladies and gentlemen. But the big scam of the whole thing is that it was never a pandemic in the first place. It was a pandemic of the test, and now it's the pandemic of the vaccinated. And when we find out what these people really did to withhold cures like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, to blackball doctors and nurses who were speaking out on actual cures, I'm telling y'all, it is going to be biblical. But Joe Rogan bent the knee to the woke mob. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I shouldn't have had these people on. They have misinformation. And this is the thing. Don't ever apologize to these lunatics. That's a scalp to them. They got a scalp, Joe Rogan. And you're still going to, they won't stop. Now they're digging up episodes where you said the N-word. Even though we can find 8 million examples of these leftists saying N-word, not the N-word, but the actual word on TV, that doesn't matter because they have the right political leanings. And Joe Rogan isn't a conservative, guys. He's like center left, and I think is coming to our side because he sees how insane everything is. Kind of like Bill Maher, but he'll never admit he's an actual conservative or anything like that. That is anathema to these people because they think we're all knuckle-dragging troglodytes and racists, never forget, who, you know, have fathers rape their daughters and then won't let them get abortions. I mean, that's what they think. So, Joe Rogan, let this be a lesson to you. Do not ever bend the knee to these lunatics. I will never bend the knee to these lunatics. It's why they hate me so much. And again, I love that they hate me. If you freaks didn't hate me, I wouldn't be doing my job. And my job is to torment you and to call you out and to expose you on every level. And I'm going to keep doing it. Hope you enjoyed today's show, everybody. Check it out on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and live on Saturday mornings on RagingElephantsRadio.com. You've been listening to Angela Soapbox on Raging Elephants Radio. I'm Angela Box, and I will see you next time. Peace!